It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
And the Dallas Cowboys ride into the sunset once again. The streak continues for the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL for the 28th consecutive year. The Dallas Cowboys football team will not reach the NFC Championship game nor the Super Bowl again this season. Sunday's 48-32 blowout loss to the NFC's 7th-seeded Green Bay Packers was much, much worse than the final score indicated. Dallas trailed 27-0 at home in the second quarter of this game. And the Cowboys were fortunate to have scored a touchdown on the final play of the first half to head to the locker room down only 27-7. For a team which calls itself Cowboys, this was a team which left its six shooters and horses back at the saloon prior to kickoff Sunday. Dallas Cowboys team owner Medlin Jerry Jones was quite distraught on Sunday night. He said, quote, "This is one of the biggest surprises I've ever been involved in sport, period. This seems to be the most painful playoff loss because we all had such great expectations and hope for this team. I'm floored. It's beyond my comprehension." Well, on the other side of the field, Green Bay was not expected to reach the playoffs at all as the season began. Four-time MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers left the Packers and signed with the New York Jets in the offseason. The Packers were a very young team coming in with low expectations for the year. But on Sunday, Coach Matt LaFleur's team surprised even the hardiest cheesehead fans in the upper Midwest. Green Bay slinked into the NFL playoffs with a 9-8 record and were just 4-5 on the road. The Oddsmakers generously made the visiting Packers only a 7-point underdog in Dallas Sunday. Most football fans, including me, expected Dallas, 12-5 in the regular season, would cruise to a double-digit victory in this opening round playoff game. Green Bay apparently failed to get that message prior to Sunday afternoon's kickoff in Dallas. The Packers totally dominated this game from the opening kickoff as they scored on the first possession of the game. And for the next 3.5 quarters, Green Bay built a commanding 48-16 lead with only 6 minutes left in the game. In the 1970s, Dallas had a defense called the Doomsday Defense. They were really good. But on Sunday, Dallas unveiled its new Swiss cheese defense. It was full of holes for everyone on the Packers team to run around and through. Against Green Bay, the Dallas defense was, pardon my pun here, doomed from the initial snap. Running back Aaron Jones torched the Dallas Cowboys for 118 yards on 21 carries, averaging almost 6 yards per carry and 3 touchdowns. He hardly worked up a sweat in this game as he pranced through numerous gaping holes in the new Dallas Swiss cheese defense. And Aaron Jones laughed every time he scored a touchdown on Sunday afternoon. Did you see it? Well, it only got worse. In the third quarter, Green Bay's tight end Luke Musgrave was so wide open. How wide open was he? On a third quarter touchdown pass that it appeared that he was going to lose his balance from laughing so hard as he had the ball fall into his hands. There wasn't a Dallas defender within 20 yards of this player as he caught the ball on a 38-yard touchdown score to give Green Bay a commanding 41-16 lead. Well, at that point, Green Bay pulled its starting defensive and offensive players out of the game to avoid injuries for the next week's game. That's when Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott, as usual, padded his own personal statistics with a couple of late-game touchdowns to make the game's 48-32 final score look slightly more respectable. Prescott completed 41 out of 60 passes in the game for 403 yards and 3 touchdowns. But most of that yardage came while many of the Green Bay starters were over on the sidelines chuckling at the Cowboys' feeble attempt at a late fourth quarter rally. Though Pittsburgh Steelers fans have their terrible towels, millions of Dallas Cowboy fans could use a very large crying towel right about now. Reaching back into my memory, I can only remember probably one more crushing loss for Dallas Cowboy fans. That was in 1981, the touchdown grab at the back of the end zone made by San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Dwight Clark in a 28-27 playoff loss in San Francisco. Still remembered as the catch, at least Dallas had the lead in that game coming into the final minute of a very closely played contest. Sunday's loss to Green Bay, though, was akin to Rocky getting KO'd by Clubber Lang in the opening round. Nobody saw it coming. There's no question that Dallas was beaten by a team which was better prepared for the game. And the media hype for the Dallas Cowboys, as always, had anointed them as a Super Bowl favorite.
How about this,
the Cowboys' 17-game home winning streak came to a screeching halt. The worst team, statistically speaking, to make the NFC playoffs became the first seventh-seeded team to win a playoff game at all. Under coach Mike McCarthy, Dallas had made it into the NFL playoffs the last 3 years in a row. And during that time, the Cowboys have now failed to escape the first round on two occasions and only make it into the second round and losing the other time. A 1-3 postseason record for Dallas means that the other teams are playing and preparing better than your Dallas Cowboys. And it doesn't matter that Dallas has gone 12-5 in the regular season during those three straight years. This time, Dallas came into the playoffs as the number 2 overall NFC seed. Home field advantage was assured for the Cowboys for both the first and second weekends of the playoffs. Of course, that was assuming that Dallas would win their first round game against Green Bay. They didn't just lose this game. It was one of the most embarrassing losses in the 63-year history of the Dallas Cowboys organization. Anyone who watched the debacle in Dallas Sunday afternoon understands why Cowboy fans are stunned. Dallas football fans are distraught, disappointed, angry, and looking to burn everything in the organization down and start all over again. Last night, I listened to a few hours of post-game radio coverage on a few of the Dallas radio stations after the game, and supporters for America's team had plenty of suggestions. Number one they want to do is fire head coach Mike McCarthy. That should be a slam dunk for owner Jerry Jones. There has to be a scapegoat. Being embarrassed on national television with 100,000 fans in the stands who overpaid for their tickets and parking and concessions is a really bad look. Though we wish team owner Jerry Jones would fire himself, he'll look to the coaches instead. Now, despite what Fox Sports analyst and former NFL tight end Greg Olsen said on the air Sunday, Dallas coach Mike McCarthy will not be in high demand if the Cowboys should fire him. He's really much better suited to be an NFL offensive coordinator than he's shown to be as a head coach. Number two from the Cowboy fans last night was they want to trade quarterback Dak Prescott. Next season, Prescott will enter the final year of his 4-year, $160 million contract in Dallas. He's a very pleasant young man who's loved by most Cowboy fans, but Prescott has struggled in postseason games. In Sunday's loss to Green Bay, he threw two interceptions, with one of them returned for a Packers touchdown. Dallas made a rather low-risk deal before the season to acquire former 49ers starter Trey Lance. Now, if the team could get a draft pick or more for Dak Prescott, the Cowboys could rebuild around a number one draft rookie quarterback and the holdover Trey Lance. The one thing we know for sure is that Dak Prescott has not delivered under pressure and is not worth the kind of money it's going to take to keep him around. Third suggestion from the Cowboy fans last night was fire defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. You know, Dallas had the fifth-rated defense in the league during the regular season. You wouldn't have known it yesterday. Defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, who himself was a former head coach and fired by the Atlanta Falcons, was rumored to be leaving Dallas soon for a vacant NFL head coaching position. Well, after Sunday's defensive collapse, Dallas should hasten his exit by firing him. He failed miserably against Green Bay on Sunday. The fourth idea coming from Cowboy fans last night was to hire Bill Belichick to coach the Dallas Cowboys. The 71-year-old Belichick reached an amicable agreement last week to leave the New England Patriots after 24 years and 6 Super Bowl rings. Though Dak Prescott is no Tom Brady, and we know that, Belichick's toughness might, perhaps, improve the Dallas Cowboys. But it's really hard to imagine that no-nonsense head coach meshing with Dallas's meddling owner, Jerry Jones.
I'm all ears.
The fifth idea on the talk shows last night was to spend the money needed to hire University of Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh just brought a national title to the University of Michigan a week ago, but he's likely to skedaddle soon as he's at the center of a lingering cheating scandal at the school. Harbaugh's offbeat personality, though, might make for an interesting fit to work with owner Jerry Jones. Keep that in mind. So let's look into Swamp Swami's crystal ball now and see what's possibly ahead for your Dallas Cowboys. Number one, I think it is extremely likely, let's give it a 90% chance, that Coach Mike McCarthy is going to be blamed for the loss and sent packing soon. Team owner Jerry Jones needs his scapegoat quickly. Now, if McCarthy somehow manages to retain his job as the head coach in Dallas, defensive coordinator Dan Quinn is absolutely toast. His defense was not prepared to play mentally or scheme-wise against Green Bay. Though it might be fun to see Coach Bill Belichick come to Dallas and clean house, it also seems a bit unlikely at this point, too. The pairing of Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones in Dallas would be the 2024 version of The Odd Couple. As stated right here numerous times over the last several years, Dallas Cowboys team owner Double J, Jerry Jones, is the biggest problem with this team. He's hired and run off, now assuming that McCarthy is toast, 9 different coaches during his 35 years as the team owner. Even Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson, the winner of 2 Super Bowl rings while coaching for Jones in Dallas, recounted in his own book that Jerry Jones just simply can't resist the urge to be the face of the team with the media and meddle inside the locker room. That's not going to change unless the 81-year-old Jerry Jones sells his football team, and there's almost a 0% chance of that happening. And don't forget about the curse of Tom Landry. Until Jerry Jones and family exit as owners of the Dallas Cowboys, I for one am a firm believer that the curse of Tom Landry still remains. The legendary Dallas football coach was fired by none other than Jerry Jones in early 1989, right after Jones acquired the team. Coach Landry had led the Cowboys to an incredible 20 straight winning seasons and 2 Super Bowl titles in 5 appearances during his 29 years as Dallas's only head coach at that time. But after being fired by Jerry Jones in early 1989, the Hall of Fame coach retired. He eventually would develop leukemia. He died in 2000 at the age of 75. But since Coach Landry's passing, Dallas has not returned to the NFC Championship game nor played in a Super Bowl. You can laugh if you will until Jerry Jones sells those Dallas Cowboys or breaks through with a win in the NFC Championship. I still believe in the Landry curse.
Yes!
After a Sunday crushing playoff loss, frustrated Dallas Cowboy fans are welcome to jump onto my bandwagon at any time. How about them Cowboys? I'm Swamp Swami.